on Daf Kuf. Well, the bottom three words on Saditesim at Bayes, at any rate. The Gemara continues, and we're going to be stuck with this question all day long. The Gemara continues the discussion of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that an onen is an onen midrabanan on the night after Misa. That was our assumption. So a person passed away on a Thursday. Thursday night, the person's relatives are onenim midrabanan. And my problem is that I have a source in which Rabbi Shimon seems to say you can't eat the Korban Pesach that night. And I don't understand. The Gezerah midrabanan of not to eat the Korban Pesach, the Gezerah midrabanan of Aninus should not override the Korban Pesach. That's my fundamental problem. So we answered twice yesterday. First we had Rav Chisda's answer. Rav Chisda's answer was that Rabbi Shimon never intended to include Korban Pesach there, Kedin Asbe. It just slipped in. We mentioned other korbanos, and we mentioned Pesach by accident. Rav Sheshes gave me a second answer. Rav Sheshes' answer is that Pesach didn't mean Pesach; it meant the Chagiga, the Korban Shlomim that comes with the Korban Pesach. But he really believes that Aninus Laila is Dirabanan even after Yom Hamisa. That was our second answer. Today we're going to get, God willing, three more answers: Rav Mari, Abaye, and Rava. Those are our three. So Rav Mari's answer is relatively straightforward. Rav Mari Omar, the last three words on Saditas Amud Beis, Rav Mari answers, Lo Kasha, there is no problem here between the two recordings of Rabbi Shimon's view, one that Aninus Laila is Darabonon and the other that you're not eating the Korban Pesach that night. Why? Because it's not a case of Yom HaMisa. It's a case of Yom HaKavura. That's where they said that it's Darabonon. As follows, he says, Kan Shemes Lo Meis B'Yadalid V'Kavro B'Yadalid. Here, meaning the case in which we said that he cannot eat the Korban Pesach, is where the death occurred on the 14th of Nisan, and the Kavura happened the 14th of Nisan, as opposed to Kan Shemes Lo Meis B'Yad Gimel V'Kavro B'Yadalid, where the Misa occurred on the 13th, and the 14th is only Yom HaKavura. So Aninus that night is only Darabonon, and he may eat the Korban Pesach. As follows, if the death occurred on the 14th and the kavur was on the 14th, Misa Tofes Lelu Mide Oraisa. So Aninus that night is Del Raisa. Rabbi Shimon says 100%, it's Del Raisa that night. Mesla Mes Biyud Gimel, the kavur Biyadalid. Whereas if the death was on the 13th and the kavur was on the 14th, then Yom Kavur Midirabanan, Eno Tofes Lelu Elu Midirabanan. He says the whole idea that Aninus exists on the 14th is Dirabanan. Forget night, even during the day. And therefore, Aninus that night is also only a Dirabanan. And therefore, one would eat the Korban Pesach. So our answer is the two brisos are dealing with two different cases. Note, I put it in the footnote there, that we had a discussion in Saditas Amud Beis, and it raised some eyebrows, about the status of Aninus Laila, because we had two opposing brisos there. One brisa said that our Mishnah, I should say, said that the onen is able to eat from the karban that night, and we were bothered because I had another source that said that he can eat Korban Pesach that night, but he can't eat kachim. And we gave two answers. One was Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti, and the other was Rav Asi. So Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti distinguished between Pesach and the rest of the year, and that was fine, and that'll work with Rav Mari. However, Rav Asi took the position in his answer that the aninus Laila for Yom HaMisa is Derabanan, and for Yom Kavura doesn't exist at all. So that clearly will not be consistent with Rav Mari. Rav Mari's position is that I have to use the answer that Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti gave, which did not lose us Aninus on the Yom HaKavura. So that's the answer is there's a machlokas between what Rav Asi said on Saditas Amud Beis and what Rav Mari is suggesting here now. Rav Mari now is suggesting that Aninus for the first night after Misa is Del Raisa. Aninus for the night after Kavura, if that's not the Yom HaMisa, is Derabanan. Are we clear on Rav Mari's approach? So that accounts for my two different sources. Okay, Rav Mari is a much easier read. Then we get to Abaye and Rava and their answers, and that's going to challenge us more. But first, Amalei Rav Ashi le Rav Mari. Rav Ashi says to Rav Mari on the sixth line, Ve'ela hadik sani, Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Teidasharei Amru onein tova v'ochles pischo abal lo kudshim. When we have the line in which Rabbi Shimon replies and says, you should know that I'm correct, because after all an onein gets to go to mikvah and then eat his Korban Pesach but cannot eat other korbanos, why didn't he give the answer of, Neimalei kamina lacha na yom misa del reisa v'amri li'at yom kavura derabanan? Why didn't he answer, I'm talking about, Aninus from the Yom HaMisa, which is Dehoraisa, and you're challenging me with the ability to eat Karbanos from the Yom Kavura, that's Derabanan. Why is it that you're challenging me at all? I agree with you, as Rashi says. Dehu Gufim Derabanan, Vasa Modina. I agree with you on your case that's Derabanan. Of course you can eat the Karban. Don't challenge me about ability to eat the Karban Pesach. You're dealing with a different case. So the Gemara says, Kasha. Yeah, it's a problem. It's not the end of the world. As Tosfos said last week, the week before, you can answer kashas. He said every kushya has a teretz. That was Tosfos's line. So that doesn't bother me so much. Abaye gives us the next answer. By the way, I've been doing this for a while, and I want to explain sort of what I'm doing here on the sheet. When I give you like the bullet points, I don't give you the little digressions. The goal here is that a person can look at the sheet afterwards and can then sum up the Gemara and go through the sugya, and it's good for Chazara. That's the idea, at least in theory. I'm standing online at the bank or whatever it is, I can now review and get it this way. So I exclude some things in the interest of trying to get the overall sugya in order. But I apologize for having to skip some things in order to make it more clear. Okay. Abaye Omar Lokasha. Abaye says, your whole question of the two competing sources is really not a problem. I don't think this whole thing is an issue. Why, our question again, if Rabbi Shimon says, the night after Mises Derabanan, why does he have a brisa that says you can't bring the Karban Pesach? I'll answer, it depends on when the Petira occurred, when the death occurred. Kan Shemes Kodem Chatzos, Kan Shemes La'achar Chatzos. It depends on when the death took place. Was it pre-Chatzos or post-Chatzos? Remember that you can only bring the Karban Pesach on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's when the mitzvah is said to begin, at Chatzos. So Kodem Chatzos, lo ichzi lePesach, chayla alei aninus. Pre-Chatzos, he's not suited for the Karban Pesach. Therefore, chayla alei aninus, therefore he becomes an onein, and when the time for Chatzos kicks in, the Karban Pesach kicks in at Chatzos, he's already out. That's correct. So the Braisa that said that Rabbi Shimon will say you can't do the Karban Pesach, that's talking about where he was an Onein before Chatzos hit. Achar Chatzos, de'irsa lePesach lo chayla alei aninus. After Chatzos, he's not suited for the Karban Pesach. I'm sorry, he is suited for the Karban Pesach when Chatzos occurs, and therefore chayla alei aninus, aninus will kick in. That's the idea. If you take a look at Rashi. I'm sorry, Loch HaLeinus, and this will not kick in. Thank you, that matters. It's not an issue of grandfathering it in, it's that Karban Pesach doesn't begin for him. Karban Pesach comes into a canvas where it's not accepted because he's an Onein. That really seems to be the idea. But take a look at Rashi, Abaye Omar, because in the middle of the Rashi is going to make a very important point. Abaye Omar, Idi V'Idi B'Yom Misa, right? They're both talking about Yom Misa. Ola Ola Maninus Laila Rabbi Shimon Derabanan. Rabbi Shimon is going to have to say, really, Aninus Laila is Derabanan, and we're going to come back to that in the middle of the Rashi. Udiksani Bebraisa Pesach in Ubaba Aninus. When the Braisa says you don't bring the Karban Pesach as an Onein, that's Kishimes Kodam Chatzos. That's where the death was pre Chatzos. Derachmana Dachi Mehai Kra. And the Darshinon, Kishu Shalim, who may be Vilokshu Onein, because the Torah rejects him based on that idea that we've already seen, that you can only bring the Karban when you are Shalim. Udiksani Bipsachim, Tova Va'ochal Pischa, and as far as the Braisa that said, you do go to Mikvah and bring the Karban Pesach, Almamaisile Onein, which indicates that he does bring it as an Onein, Kishamais Achar Chatzos. That's talking about what the death was after Chatzos, Dekar Machovash Chitas Pesach Laninus. The obligation for the Pesach comes in first. Visulo Dachri Laninus, Milishaleach Karban. No, and Aninus cannot prevent him from bringing the Karban afterwards. Umiu, and this is the point that I wanted to emphasize in the Rashi. He says, Umiu al karchach shmami na Aninus laila derabanan. You must say that Rabbi Shimon believes that Aninus laila is derabanan. Deimi de araisa he, because if it was de araisa, hay lava achil. De nihi de kadma chovas shchita la aninus abachovas achila lo kadmale. This is important as the flow of the Gemara goes. He says even if you said, well, his obligation for the Karban Pesach preceded the aninus, fundamentally that wouldn't be enough to warrant eating the Karban Pesach, because your obligation, we're assuming, is to shecht the Karban Pesach, not to eat the Karban Pesach. Even though we say there's a mitzvah, you're supposed to eat a kezias, you're a manoi and all that, nonetheless, the whole big bugaboo of getting kares for missing the Karban Pesach is resolved if you're involved at the time of the shechita. As far as Abaye is concerned, there is no obligation to eat the Korban Pesach. There is an obligation, but not a Kares level obligation. The answer is that it's simply that Aninus the night is Dirabanan, and they didn't set up that Dirabanan in the case of Kares if he doesn't shecht the Korban Pesach. Correct. Inami, well, he wouldn't. Inami, kevan dal karchach shachtei, lav orach ara denemu yishchetanu al menasli pasel. Alternatively, right, so either we're going to let him eat it because otherwise he won't shecht it, or alternatively, since he shechted it, it's not appropriate to say shecht the carbon and let it become pasel. Hilchach, therefore, ochal pisto, he gets to eat. Avalosha are kachim, but other korbanos not. Afilu lel Pesach, even Pesach night. De'amidu divrayim b'makom asay, because the rabbanon set up the aninus de rabbanon against the asay of bringing whatever other korban he has to bring, like the chagiga. Umasnisa de daikina ni mizmanu le'imizamnu le'achil b'yom kavura kedam rav asi le'el, etc. He walks you through it. He says, as far as the Mishnah had said, if they invite him to eat from the korban, he gets to eat it. That's talking about aninus of yom kavura. As Rav Asi said, that there is no aninus at night, even de Rabbanan. That's the way Abaye will take it. So the point for us is, Abaye's statement is, that when Rabbi Shimon has said, you don't eat the Korban Pesach, that's talking about where Misa preceded Chatzos. That's what we're talking about there, where he was out once Chatzos arrived. Now, the problem is, we need to prove that you actually make any such distinction based on Chatzos. So back in the Gemara, Umanat Temra, almost halfway down the page, we'll go back two more lines. I don't think I actually read those words. Kodem chatzos, delo irze lepesach chai lo alei aninus. Pre-chatzos, if the death is pre-chatzos, he wasn't suitable for the Korban Pesach, therefore aninus begins. Acha chatzos, delo lepesach lo chai lo alei aninus. We did read it. After chatzos, so that means he was suitable for the Korban Pesach when the obligation kicked in at midday, and therefore aninus does not start. Umana temer deshani le ben kodem chatzos ben la'acha chatzos. But the Gemara wants to know, where did you get this idea from? That we distinguish between pre-chatzos and post-chatzos. What's your basis for that? And the answer is the resolution of two brisos regarding tumah. One brisa dealing with a kohen, and the other brisa that comes in the context of a nazir, but they're about missing the Korban Pesach. Both of them are about becoming tameh and therefore missing the Korban Pesach. This is Anya. Here is one brisa. This brisa, they give you two sources on the side, one in Smachos and the other in Sota, but the truth is that neither is the source for the intact brisa. It's actually found in Psikta Zutrasa, is where it's found intact. Otherwise, you just find bits and pieces that are scattered, and you have to sort of patch for them together. But here's the brisa. La yitama, the Torah says regarding the kohen in Parshas Emor, that he should become tamei for, this is his unmarried sister, the mitzvah. The Tana says here. He says it's a mitzvah to become tamei, and therefore lo ratzav, he doesn't want to become tamei. Mitamen oso al karcha, right? He says I'm going to be frum. I'm not going into the cemetery. Others will take care of the kavura. We tell him, guess what? You're becoming tamei. We're going to force you into that cemetery if we have to. Umaisa beYosef haKohen shemesa ishto beerva Pesach v'lo ratzli tamei. Yosef haKohen's wife passes away. It's erev Pesach. He doesn't want to become tamei and miss the Korban Pesach. V'nimnu echav haKohenim v'timuhu ba'al karcho. So the other Kohanim get around and they take a vote according to the edition that says Nimnu. I think everybody actually says Nimnu, and then they decided we're going to make him Tameh. End of quote. So the first Brisa indicates he must become Tameh even if it means missing the Korban Pesach. Right? But then I have a second brisa, very many. We throw a second brisa at the first and say, but wait a minute. Regarding Nazir is where this pasuk appears. Vela achoso. The pasuk that says that the Nazir does not become Tamei for his sister. Ma tamed lomar. What is that needed for? Hare shahalach lishchadas pischa v'lam alaz bino. He was going to shach the Korban Pesach. He was going to do a bris mila for his son. And the point regarding the bris mila for the son, Rashi explains, demilas is zucharav me'akavto mile'achol pischa. He has to do the bris of his kid in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Rashi is trying to answer why we mentioned Mila here of all things, and why we mentioned his son's Mila of all things. The answer is the function of the Korban Pesach. It's not a mitzvah in a vacuum. It's he has to shech the Korban Pesach, and he has to do the Mila so he can shech the Korban Pesach. They have a shama shemes lo meis, and then he hears about a death. Yochol yitama. I might think he should become tamei. Amrit lo yitama. We say no. He should not become tamei. Oops. I had a braisa that said he should become tummy. Now a braisa says don't become tummy, and the braisa continues. Would that be true for a meis mitzvah as well? The pasuk says only for a sister, but for a meis mitzvah he would become tummy. So he says, is this the resolution for our problem? Right? We have two braisas. One says become tummy. One says don't become tummy. So the answer is that one is pre-chatzos and one is post-chatzos. And that shows us we can make such a distinction regarding Karban Pesach. So which the Gemara says, well, maybe there's a second possible resolution. The first one is the one that Abaye is working with. But the Gemara says, maybe there's a different possibility. Mimai, how do you know? I'll tell you they're both after chatzos, but remember, the first one was dealing with a Kohen. The second one was not. It's actually about the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding a Kohen. Desanya, as the Braisa says, this is a separate Braisa, La Yitama, the Torah says regarding the Kohen that he does become Tami for his unmarried sister. Rishus divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. Rabbi Yishmael says Rishus. Rabbi Yishmael says you don't have to become Tami. And our Brisa that says don't become Tami, that's Rabbi Yishmael, our second Brisa. And Rabbi Akiva says Chova, which is stronger, by the way, than mitzvah. That's actually its own side discussion. It's a very interesting discussion. Whether chova is the same thing as mitzvah, or whether it's something else entirely. There are those who want to argue that lighting candles Friday night is not a mitzvah, because the Gemara in Shabbos says chova. So they argue it's not a mitzvah, it's a separate obligation that's not a mitzvah. It's an interesting discussion in its own right. So the Gemara says...
I don't understand something.
Yes?
In the first case, we're talking about... the coin in the Torah gives him specific reshut to be metameh for his relatives.
Correct.
In the case of a nazir, he's told not to become tameh even for his relatives.
Correct.
One's talking about a kohen who should become tummy, and one's talking about a manazi that shouldn't become tummy. So how
correct.
Are we comparing them?
So if you take a look at Rashi, Amrit lo yitama, he says, Resha de Braisa, he says Rashi at the bottom of the thin lines, Resha de Braisa ben Nazir Kamairi, Kedetani lala Kaman Bishmaisen, the Gemara is about to bring it, Vahri Kamar Seifa, but this is what the Seifa is saying, Hareshaya Nazir Vahu Kohen Gadol. So we threw in Kahuna into the mix. Correct. Etc. The only problem is that he has an O Lamalas Beno, which is odd given Rashi's understanding that it's both. It's Pesach and Mila. Mila tied into Pesach, but that's a side point.
Obviously, the baby doesn't need a Mila to eat the Pesach. He can't possibly eat it. He's not old enough.
No. In a Hanami, but he's obligated because his house has to.
It's a Kare.
The issue is that you can't bring a Karban Pesach until every member of your family that needs a Mila has a Mila. Right. It's not the issue of the baby being able to eat. So going back to this, going back to the resolution we're offering, we're trying to suggest the braisa that says become tamei, that's Rabbi Akiva. The braisa that says don't become tamei is Rabbi Yishmael. To which the Gemara says, no, we reject that approach. Lo sal gadaitach, don't think that. Dereisha dehahi Rabbi Akiva katani la, because I know that braisa that you are trying to squeeze into Rabbi Yishmael that says don't become tamei, that's actually Rabbi Akiva as the author. So you can't conclude that it's simply a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. How do I know that it's Rabbi Akiva? Because look at the Reisha. This is the part that Rashi was referring to. This Anya, as the Braisa says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Nefesh. The Rabbi Akiva says, the Pasuk says Nefesh. If you see Rashi, Nefesh, it's about 8 lines up from the bottom. Nefesh. Benazir Ksiv Kol Yimei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. All days he's a Nazir, he shall not encounter a Nefesh Mace, Vesamach Leila, Vivuli, Mola, Chibula, Choso, etc. Vechule, Kroy Yisrael, the whole Pasuk is superfluous, because you already said Nefesh, Dak Sivlai, Krov Murchokin. By saying Nefesh, you already included everybody. So what are you trying to teach me? So Tisani, Rabbi Akiva Omer Nefesh Elua Krovim. Rabbi Akiva says Nefesh means relatives. If you continue in Rashi, Lav Mimashma Usei, it's not that the word Nefesh somehow means Krovim. Nefesh means somebody who's close to me. No. Because then I'll ask you, what did you need to mention the Rechokim for? Diloksiv tarti kroi, it's that you needed two psukim. And you not mentioned two psukim, havamok mina leber Rechokim. I would have said, Nefesh just means those who are not relatives. That's who you can't become tummy for. Aval hasha dichtav atrei kroi, now that you have two psukim, Nefesh Krovim, mashmash ein kenafsha. We take nefesh to mean krovim. And therefore, each of the krovim who are mentioned are superfluous. And they must be to teach me the lessons that the Gemara is about to bring me here from Rabbi Akiva. So had you not mentioned the krovim, I would have taken nefesh to mean any nefesh. Once you mention the krovim, I say, oh, then what are we doing here? Nefesh really should have included. So then these krovim are now extra. So he says, nefesh elu akrovim, mace. The pasuk says elu arachokim le'aviv. Laviv is meant to say you do become tami for the mace mitzvah. Le'imo is to teach me how kohen v'hu nazir. Le'imo hu de'eno mitame alva mitame hu le'mace mitzvah. So le'imo throws in the kohen who is also a nazir, and then the achiv has to bump it up one further step. Shem haya kohen gadol v'hu nazir. La'achiv hu de'eno mitame alva mitame hu le'mace mitzvah. V'la'achoso matame lomar. Well, what are you going to do beyond kohen gadol and nazir, huh? Trump that. There you go. Kohen Gadol, Nazir, and he has the Korban Pesach to bring. And that's the case that Rashi was trying to refer us to. The Yachol Yitama, I might think you would become Tame. Amrit Lo Yitama, don't become Tame. Yachol Kashem Shein Mitame Lachos, Okach Einu Mitame Lameis Mitzvah. What about Meis Mitzvah? No. Tama Lomar, V'Lachoso is a limiting factor. It said Lachoso, Lachoso Lo Yitama, Alva Yitame Yitama Lo Lameis Mitzvah, and that's where it's Rabbi Akiva talking. So therefore I know the whole thing is Rabbi Akiva, so don't tell me it's Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Yishmael. It's not true. Rabbi Akiva is the author here. So my fourth answer to the resolution of can he do the Pesach or not? The answer is it depends on whether the Misa was pre-Chatzos or post-Chatzos. That's the way I resolve it. Which brings us to Rava, who is the fifth and final answer, and he's going to take the entire Amud plus another line and a half.
But Kiva says Yitame is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Pesach is also a mitzvah.
Correct.
So there's one mitzvah against another mitzvah.
Correct. I think the fact that it's pre-Chatzos is what makes him say.
It's after. Where we say
it's pre.
We're saying,
so you're asking within the Havamina, because we reject that answer in the end.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
okay, so within the Havamina, we wanted to say that it's Rabbi Akiva saying it's a Chova, and it's post-right. So I think the answer, you're right, I think the answer would have to be that it would be Gzeres HaKasov. Since it's Gzeres HaKasov that you're supposed to do this in this circumstance, since V'Lachoso teaches me Dafka, the case of the Korban Pesach, therefore it's an override or ordinary principle that you have an Aseshi Yesh Bokares, right, overriding a general essay. I think without the Gzeres HaKasov, I would agree with you, but I think it's because it's Gzeres HaKasov that would.
Well, this is one override the other one.
Correct. Okay. Rava gives me a fifth answer. Rava answers that it depends on when the Zrikas Hadam took place, and he's going to introduce a new idea. You don't fulfill your Korban Pesach if you don't eat the Korban Pesach. It isn't enough that you're a member on a kosher shechted Korban Pesach. You have to eat it. So Rava Omar, Idi v'idi achar chatzos. They're both after chatzos. Then what does one brisa say? Do the Korban Pesach. And one brisa say not. Velo kasha, no problem. Kan kodim sheshachtu v'zarku alav. Kan lachar sheshachtu v'zarku alav. It depends on whether it was pre-shchita that the death took place, or shchita zrika, or post-shchita zrika. That's my key point. So the Gemara is going to ask the same question that we asked before. Actually, we need a couple of more lines first. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masa LaRava. Rav Ada Bar Masa asks Rava. Acha shesharku sheshachtu bezarku es damo ma'ida hava hava. What's the big deal? If you did the shechita and the zrika and then somebody died, there's no reason to do the Korban Pesach. To eat the Korban Pesach. What's done is done. As Rashi says, ma'ida hava hava. Hare nifter. He doesn't mean nifter the mace. He means nifter the obligation. The obligation is over. Why should his eating override aninus, even if it's only derabanan, any more than any other carbon does? If no other carbon does, neither does the carbon Pesach. That's our question. So Amar Lei Ravina. Ravina says, Achilas Psachim in the Akva, Midiraba Baravuna. As Rabba Baravuna is going to say in the Gemara coming up, eating the Korban Pesach is a requirement of the mitzvah. And Amar Lei, he said, Sayis my deka'omar loch rabuch. Rava said to him, you heard what Ravina said. That's a really good answer. You should listen to what your master said. Good answer, he says. Yafa hishivcha shelascha, as Rashi says, he answered you well. So the Gemara now asks the same question we asked about Abaye. Abaye introduced us to the idea that Chatzos is the dividing line. Now, we've been introduced to the idea that you have a Shechitas Rika dividing line. So where does this come from? The answer is it comes from the Gemara answers is Rabba Bar Rav Huna. What's that? Maida Rabba Bar Rav Huna. What is Rabba Bar Rav Huna's case? And the answer is it's the second of three answers in resolving a Brisa's problem. Tisanya, here's the Brisa, that's the problem. Yom Shmua ki Yom Kivura Lemitzvas Shiva Ushloshim. The Brisa begins by saying that if somebody hears of a death, and Rashi says, we're talking about Shmua Krova, he heard within 30 days of when the death took place. Not like Shmuel Rechoka, you remember from Moed Katan. So he heard about the death. We treat the day he hears about it like the day of burial. L'mitzvah Shiva Ushloshim, as far as the Shiva is concerned, as far as the Shloshim is concerned. V'la'achilas Psachim Kiyom Likud Atzamos. As far as eating the Karban Pesach, I consider the day he hears the news to be like the day that a body of a relative would be exhumed. Okay, we don't treat it like the day of the Misa, because the rule regarding the day a body is exhumed is that one goes to mikvah and eats kachim that night. So in other words, Yom Shmua, he can eat the Karban Pesach that evening. That's the rule as understood in this Brisa, so it sounds. But then the Brisa continues to say, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tovel v'ochal kachim la'erev. That in either case, sounds like he means what? Whether it's the Yom Shmua or Yom Likud Atzamos or something, right? It's hard to say what he's talking about when he says both, but we think it means Yom Kavura, I should say, and Yom Likud Atzamos. So he says either way, Tovel v'ocha b'kachim l'erev. He goes to mikvah and he eats the karban that night. So I don't understand the brisa. It's self-contradictory. Haguf akasha. It's itself problematic. Amrit yom shmua ki yom kavura l'mitzvah shivo shloshim achas pesachim ki yom likud atzamos. Your ratio where you said that yom shmua is like likud atzamos, the exhuming day, as far as karban pesach, michlal di yom kavura afil l'erev nami l'vachil. That indicates that on the day of the burial, you don't eat the carbon, because you say that it is.
It kicks off your Shiva and Shloshim.
Right, because it kicks off Shiva and Shloshim, but then it says, in both cases, Tovah v'ochol kachim b'erev, b'kachim l'erev. And then you say you do eat karbanos that night.
You see, an exhumation is of less chumra.
Right. So Amar Rav Chisda's answer is Tanoihi. Rav Chisda says it's a machlokes Tanoim, and we're going to come back to his machlokes Tanoim in a moment, but he says multiple authors within the Braisa is your solution.
This is no longer talking about Aninus.
This is not talking about Aninus, correct. It's Abelus, correct. So Rav Chisda says it's a machlokes Tanoim. I'll explain it to you in five lines. Come back to me. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Lo Kasha. Rabba Bar Rav Huna gives me a second answer. He says it's not a problem, and this is the answer we're looking for. Kan Sheshama Shmua Al Meisav Samoch Leshkias Hachama V'chein Shalitu Lo Atzamos Samoch Leshkias Hachama. One is talking about where he got the news close to Shkia, or they did the exhuming close to Shkia. V'kan meaning it was after Shchita. Right, you already done your Korban Pesach. V'kan Shemeis Lo Meis V'kavro Samoch Leshkias Hachama, as opposed to the case where the death occurred. Sorry, one more time. Kan Sheshama Shmua Al Meisav Samoch Leshkias Hachama V'chein Shalitu Lo Atzamos Samoch Leshkias Hachama V'chein Shemeis Lo Meis V'kavro Samoch Leshkias Hachama. All three cases are close to Shkia. V'kan La'acher Shkias Hachama, as opposed to where it was after Shkia. If it was pre-Shkia, it was pre-Shchita Zrika. If it's post-Shkia, it's post-Shchita Zrika. So that's my source, to which the Gemara asks, La'acher Shkias Hachama Maida Hava Hava. It's too late. No, he still needs to eat the Karban Pesach. That is Rav Bar Rav Huna's answer to resolve the Brisa. You have two different rules that are presented. One says eat, one says don't eat. It depends on whether the death was pre-Shkia or post-Shkia. That's my answer. Rav Ashi gives me a third approach. Rav Ashi, Amar Mai Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. What did Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh mean? Hachi Ki Amar Echad Yom Shmua Ve'Echad Yom Likut. When you said Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, you meant the day of burial and you meant the day of Likut Atzamos.
The day of burial?
And not the day of news, I'm sorry, thank you. Not the day of burial. You meant the day of the news and the day of gathering up the bones, the exhuming. Not the day. Sorry?
Both of which are weaker.
Both of which are weaker, correct? Not the day of burial. Tova v'ocha b'kachim l'er. So the Reisha taught me that on the day of burial you don't eat, and the Seifa is consistent. That's what Rav Ashi says. Tova ochel b'kachim l'erev. That's what you would do only for Shmua and Likud. To which the Gemara then says, but you can't go with Rav Ashi's answer. V'ad Rav Ashi bedusahi or berusahi, depending on your edition. What Rav Ashi said cannot be correct. Why? Because michti alakoi zeva zemi bayilei. We had just talked about the day of the news and the day of the Likud Atzamos. It shouldn't have said echad zev, which sounds like we're referring to what we said before plus something else. It should have just said zeva zeh, this and this, which we just mentioned. Elishmamina bedusi. So we throw out Ravashi's answer. So we've now concluded the part that's immediately germane to our discussion. Okay, you wanted to know about the two brises, one saying bring the Karban Pesach, one saying don't bring it. The answer is one is where the Misa is before Shechita Zrika. The other is where the Misa is after Shechita and Zrika. And we're following the distinction that we drew in understanding that brisa. The decision of Rav Baravuna that Shchiyas Achama actually that Shchita and Zrika actually matter as a cutoff. However, we have to get to Rav Chisda and this Machlokes Tanoim. Where in the world did he invent this idea that there's a Machlokes Tanoim involved in this? Umay Tanoi, what is the Machlokes Tanoim that we're talking about here? Disanya, here's the Brisa. Brisa says Ad Masai Misonein Alav. How long is one an onin and therefore usher in kachim? Kol hayom. Tanakama says all day long. Our hava mina, as I put on the sheet, is that we mean yom hamisa. So in other words, someone passes away on Thursday. The kavura is Thursday. It doesn't matter when the kavura is. Thursday one is an onin and not Thursday night. Yom misa, and that's it. Rebbe Omer calls Manshalo Nikbar. And Rebbe says, no, as long as the Kvura hasn't happened, so it's Yom Misa until there is a Kvura. But the implication of Rebbe is that if the death was Thursday and the burial was Thursday, then Thursday night, one is not an Onein. That's my Havamina. So the Gemara says, Mayaskinam, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? Ilema be Yom Misa. If you're talking about Yom Misa, Mi ika de lesle de yom misa, the toughest lelo mi de rabbanan. Everyone agrees that the night of misa is at least a de rabbanan. So that can't be. The hava mina has to be rejected. If you're following the table on your sheet, the hava mina column has to be thrown out because everybody includes the night after misa, at least mi de rabbanan. Visu, and further, Rebbe Omer calls manshalo nikbar. Rebbe says it's only until the burial. You realize what you're opening up for. That means that he's an onin until 11 a.m. when they do the kavura. And then the rest of the day, he's not an onin. Hakivra, kavro, ishtrile. That means that now he can eat kachim in the afternoon. Umi ika delesle v'achrisa kiyom amar. Does anybody disagree with the pasuk v'achrisa kiyom amar? Which I'm using Tosfos because Rashi is very hard to understand here, and we're running late. The v'achrisa kiyom amar is a pasuk in Amos. Where Hashem says, I will make you an avel, and the rest of the day is going to be a bitter day. The aftermath, literally, will be like the bitter day. The whole day is bitter. Not just until the kavura. The whole day is bitter, and therefore the whole day you can't eat kachim. So Rav Sheshes answers, Am Rav Sheshes ayom kavura koi. Rav Sheshes says, we're talking about the yom kavura, and therefore the views are this. The Tanakhama says, yom kavura, but not the night. That's the Tanakhama. And Rebbe says the day of the Kavura until the Kavura itself. So Maskifla Rabbi Yosef challenges and says, well then wait a minute. Ella Diksani, I have another Brisa that says Hashomea al Meso Kimalake Datsamo. Someone who hears about a death is like the person who's gathering the bones that day. Tova v'ocha b'kachim le'erev. He can eat karbanos that night. Michlal, I can deduce from there, the yom kavur, the day of burial, which is worse than the day of the news and the day of likut, afilu erev nami l'vachel. One does not eat the kachim that night. Hamani, who will be the author of that brisa now? Not the Tanakhama, because he says Yom Kavura, not Laila, and not Rebbe, because he says Yom Kavura until Kavura. So I have a brisa that says Yom Kavura, and not I have a brisa that says that following night you can't eat. Ella, rather, we throw out this approach. Rabbi Yosef says we reject Rav Sheshes' approach, and instead he says Ella Taritz. Rather, what we should say is that really It's ad yom kivura, the way we said before. However, this is the way to read it. Ad masai misonin an olav. How long is one an onin? Can he catch him? Kol osa yom v'leilo. That day and its ensuing night. That's the Tanakama. Yom kivura and the following night. Rebbe Omer calls man shalom nikbar. Rebbe says yom kivura until the kivura. Aval nikbar, but once the burial occurs, below leilo, then it won't extend to that night. So it's the yom kivura, which is not the yom misa. And it's only until the Kavura, according to Rebbe, and according to the Tanakam, it includes that night. Not a Doraisa. Sorry? No. This is Yom Kavura, the Rabbanan. Yeah. So, Amrua Rabbanan Kameh de Rebbe Yirmiyah. The Rabbanan report this to Rebbe Yirmiyah. Amar, he said, Gavar Rabba k Rebbe Yosef, Lema Achi. Rebbe Yosef, we do call Gavar Rabba. But is he going to really say something like this? Lema de Rebbe Lekula. To say that Rebbe takes the Kula view, the lenient view. He's saying only until the Kavura. We're assuming Kula here means that he's an Onin for a shorter period of time and can now eat Karbanos. Vatanya, I have a bracelet that says, Ad Masai Mis Onin Olav. How long is one an Onin? Kolz Manchen Unikbar. Afilim Mikan Vatasar Yamim Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says until the Kavura, however long it takes. Vachachamim Omer Mein Mis Onin Olav El Oso Ayom Bilvad. Vachachamim disagree. They say it's only that day, meaning the day of the kavura. No, the day of the kavura. Sorry? You think that's what he means?
Well, it's the day of the kavura.
You see that Rebbe has a longer time.
Could be. I have room to argue, but I'm going to leave it be. The point is that Rebbe's time is longer either way. That doesn't change. But Rebbe makes the statement that it's a longer time, so he's the machmir. Ela taritzachi. So what you have to do is actually flip the views. Ad masai hu misonein olav, kol osa ayom below leilo. The Tanakama's view, when he said kol ayom, meant the day of the kavura. And that's it, not the ensuing night. And Rebbe Omer calls man shalom nikbar until the burial. Vim nikbar, the Bach takes those words out, tofes leilo, and that night as well. So Rebbe says it'll be the day of the kavura and the ensuing night. And now take this back, and Rav Chisda used it to resolve our brisa. The brisa on the one hand said not to eat after the kavura, right? But the Seifa says you eat after both, which we assumed included kavura. So which is it? The brisa that said not to eat after kavura was talking about Rebbe, and the other view was the view of the Tanakama de Rebbe over here. Amrua kamei de Rava. They said this. They taught this lesson in front of Rava, and he said, "Midikama Rebbe yom kavura tofes leilo midirabanan." He said, "From the fact that Rebbe said that the day of kavura actually pulls in its night as well midirabanan michlal de yom misa tofes leilo midiraisa." That must mean that the yom misa, right? In other words, where we're saying it is this: the death is occurring on Thursday, right? The burial occurs on. Well, I don't want to bring in Shabbos issues. The death occurred on Tuesday. The burial occurred on Wednesday. You're telling me that Wednesday, which is a derabanan, includes Wednesday night, then Tuesday, which is a deraisa, should include Tuesday night. That's his argument. The mechlal de yom misa tavos leilo midoraisa. So Tuesday should include Tuesday night midoraisa. Because we're assuming that as strict as we are for derabanans, that the night is included, we should be that strict for deraisas. We're going to challenge that, but that's the assumption. So the Gemara says, "V'sava Rebbe aninus leilo deraisa." But does Rebbe really believe that? That aninus the following night is a deraisa? V'atanya, don't you have the braisa regarding Parsha Shmini, the miluim, where Aaron HaKohen says, "Hein hayom." Pain, these karbanos today, had they brought these karbanos, it would have been inappropriate. Ani hayom aser, or eating these karbanos, it would have been inappropriate. Ani hayom aser, today I can't eat. Ubalayla mutar, and tonight I may eat. Uladaros, and for all generations, bain bayom ubain balayla aser divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama there says that for all generations, Aaron is saying that you can't eat that night, which is consistent, but Rebbe Omer, Aninus Laila, Eina Midivrei Tara, Ela Midivrei Sofrim. But Rebbe says, no, Aninus Laila, even for Yom HaMisa, is only Derabanan. So how could it be that Tuesday was a Deraisa, and Tuesday night is not Aser Midaraisa, but Wednesday is Aser Midarabanan, and Wednesday night is also Aser Midarabanan? How is that? So the Gemara answers, the classic answer, you've seen this principle in Beitza and elsewhere, La'olam Derabanani. The answer is, no, it's a Derabanan. V'chachamim Asu Chizuk L'divrayim Yosem Yishal Tara. as Rashi and Tosfos both explain here, the Chachamim strengthened their words more than the Torah strengthened its words. Meaning, it's true, the Torah saw no need to extend to the night after Misa. However, the Rabbanim saw a need to extend to the night after Kavura. As Rav Avadia Yosef writes in his Anaf Eitz Avos, the job of the Rabbanan is to be a Shomer, and that being a Shomer means extending your words where the Torah does not have to do so. If you see the Anaf Eitz Avos on Daf Vav, he has a beautiful mashal that he brings with it. It's a very interesting approach for another time.